Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting in live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, digital world broadcast center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It's 1-6-25. Welcome, fellas. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Monday.
Whoa.
Monday.
Back to school. Back to school.
Wait, what happened? Roberta said, I'm trying to give my husband hope that he didn't need to get up by going off air for a second. I don't know what happened there.
Huh?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I mean, we didn't go off the air. I mean, I think we were fine. I don't know. Anyway, here we are, folks, and welcome to it.
Jay, I'm, well, no, it's your first thought. Go ahead.
No.
I've been doing this a lot lately, where I just jump in and want to take everyone's thoughts.
You do. You're like, I don't care what anyone says. Well, no, write it down.
No.
Write it down.
Oh, I won't forget.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you positive?
I think so, yeah.
I'm afraid I had multiple things in my head, but I'm just going to go with this one. And this is going to be one of those Reggie moments. For those who don't know who Reggie is, he used to be on the show. He was a guy who used to come in on Tuesdays once in a while and then blah, 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 moved, whole thing, grew up. So Reggie one time said, put your shovels away. And it was in like February or something, wasn't it?
It was a decent time to make that call.
Put your what away?
Shovels.
Shovels.
Oh, shovels. Okay.
Yeah, and he was just like, yeah, put your shovels away. We're not going to get any more snow. And of course he was wrong.
We got dumped on like a, 2 weeks later.
Of course we did.
And it was a late snow, and it was one of those where people didn't let him forget it.
Yeah, oh, including us, yeah. Come on now. So I thought about this over the weekend because, we've gotten, I just saw it today, too. I was watching our TV station, yours and mine, or maybe the company's.
Robin Nance makes me want to play checkers today.
Okay. So,
moving on.
She's got a black and white top on it. It's got squares on it. According to what they were telling us this morning, we've had 6 inches of snow in Spokane over the season.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'd say from November 1 to...
That's at the airport, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because even snowed to 4 inches or 5 inches, weird. I had nothing.
And I've had enough that I have not taken out the shovel because it's been maybe half inch of slush and I see the forecast is 38 and I haven't gone out and shoveled it because I'm like, look, that's going to be gone in about 3 hours or so, or it's going to rain on top of it. Now, we're great on the rain and the mountains got plenty of snow, so that's all good.
It's good news.
But I have not, for the first time in that I've lived here for, over 30 years, I have not shoveled one time and it's January.
No, I know.
And I know I've probably just jinxed it. And so tomorrow and the rest of the month when we get 16 feet.
Theory has been the last few years that we only get winter in February, like late January or February. February has been the worst month the last few years. And I could be totally wrong about that.
But just in your mind, at least in your memory.
Yeah, it feels like. February has been our worst month as far as winter weather.
At least it's the shortest.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, yeah. Get it over with.
Yeah. So
and
I don't
the good
know,
news
weird.
About February is March is after it.
And then you have basketball, you mean? March Madness?
Yeah,
it
is March, man.
Oh,
that's like
getting toward the end of
spring.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just been really weird. And I know there's been a lot of people that are within our listening area who are like, dude, I've shoveled a million times. Because if you live in... a higher elevation, or you're in Deer Park, or maybe you're out, whichever direction you happen to be.
North, south, east, west.
Yeah, you could probably have shovels.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the rest of the country, like, it's just getting hammered. And, you know, so you're kind of like, count your blessings.
It has been weird that we just have not had to deal with it at all. I always feel the people who tried to play the game, the snow tire game.
Yeah.
It's a fun game to play. Listen, snow tires stink. They're expensive.
Sure.
And that's a tough
thing
to just all of a sudden be like, okay, yeah, I better get snow tires this year.
I got you.
There's 800, there's 1500, whatever it is.
Sure.
And you're just like, ugh. But then the people at the beginning of the season who are like, see if I can make it. I'm going to see if I can make it without them. they are loving life right now.
They feel like they've already, you got two freebies. Yep. You know, you get the first 2 months out of the way. Good job. Now
the only thing that stinks is if you then it gets so bad that
the
you have
rush.
To end up buying tires in February.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh. And then there's March, though, after that.
There's March to look forward to because it's spring. Yeah, I know. It's a game I play every year with the snowblower, Kevin. I'm always like, I don't know. Should I? Huh? Nah. I can do it.
Still haven't bought one.
Uh-uh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That really is amazing.
Wait, never? You've never bought a snowblower?
Uh-uh.
So you just do the manual?
Yeah, I shovel. Is that the manual?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jay puts the man in manual.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Mean Cousin Eddie gonna scrape the butter off the carpet and take that lobster home. See ya.
Kevin James.
Ain't you guys glad you're open to the public now?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Ah, it's almost like eeny, meeny, miny, moe to figure out which one of these thoughts I want to go with first. Boy, oh boy, where should I go? I think I'm just going to go with you, Jay, how you started me off with happiness and anger today.
Oh, no.
Not real anger, but just like, you know, one of my words for 2025 is focus.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to focus better on things and not try to let the old squirrel brain, you know, go bouncing all over the place.
Okay.
And, okay, great. We're walking in studio. Well, we had been in Steve's room.
Yeah.
The three of us having just a neat little meeting before we came in. And you had asked us a question.
Right.
That was a guessing game.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting, fun question for us to answer.
Sure, an impossible game to win, but fun to
it
ask.
Was. Yeah. It was like the guesstimator, where you got to just throw out a number and see where we're at.
Correct.
And so you played that, and then you told me the answer. Then I couldn't stop thinking about the answer, and I had so many questions about it, but it was time for us to go on the air. So we came in here, and we go to sit down and do the show, and I'm like, well, Jay.
What?
How am I supposed to focus when you just told me that? Well, now all I want to do is talk about that and try to figure it out. Or not figure it out, but just I had questions. And so I was like, well, here we are a couple days in and I'm not
already
sure
ruined
the focus
it.
Is. I mean, I'm back now, I think.
I'll just not talk to you before we go on the air. I'll just leave it. Not saying anything. Don't want to distract you.
But see, then I loved the question and I loved the game. So it's like, I don't want you to stop. I guess. I don't know. Maybe we just won't focus.
What's this we?
But that's your word.
Yeah, it's your word. You got to go with it.
It is true. I do have to focus. And Jay, your
Steve,
word.
Steve, did you write down our words for everybody? For the whole, like, the Friday show and everybody's words, or no?
Ooh, they wrote down their words.
Oh, well, you're in charge.
Oh, you didn't get them?
But I can go back and I can find
them. You're going to need to keep them handy so we can remind everybody what their words were.
Okay, our words are posted on the Jay and Kevin Facebook page.
Nice, there you go, in case we forget our own words.
Yes, and mine's taped to my computer.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to do that with mine for sure. It's just hard sometimes to remember exactly what you said your words were going to be.
Yeah, I think that's fair if you... Yeah, like for me, I'm not going to forget mine. I know them because they're both so easy and so not easy to do. I shouldn't say that. But they're just ones that I really need. And so I just feel like, yeah, I'm not going to forget those. They're going to be on
my
mind.
Wait, did you go with something else besides health is wealth? What was your...
Well, I just, yeah, health is wealth was one of them. And then I just said focus.
Focus was, yeah, because I don't think that one got up on Facebook, did it, Steve?
No, probably not. Oh, this guy. Yeah.
That one did not.
Yeah.
Because that was
you couldn't even focus long enough to put focus up there. Well, that's not Steve's word, so I guess it's fine. Never mind.
That's true.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Well, now it's too late to do an... Well, I guess it's never too late to do an update.
No, but... never. Not a good way to go through life to just say, well, it's too late to do an update now. Nope.
What does that mean?
Well, it's usually what lazy people say.
I mean, why don't you want to... What was the update about?
I mean, putting focus...
On the graphic.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we don't need to. Yeah, that's fine.
And then adding the Friday crew people.
Yeah, no, it's fine, Steve. Maybe in a couple months, we'll check in with all of our words.
Okay.
We can do it then.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm pretty sure all three of the Friday guys said health.
They did, yeah. And then Monty was getting mad about it because he said it's too vague. And I'm like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It is very vague to say health.
Yeah, well, he said more like nutritional stuff or whatever.
He did, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the...
And I understood his point. The reason I said health is because you should see my doctor bills.
Over to you, Steve.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind seeing them, but...
It's really cut into my gambling.
Wow.
Well, good to know. I did something... I feel very accomplished... From the weekend.
Okay.
Because, well, I was inspired by, I guess, both of you.
You went outside.
No.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's not go wild.
Calm down, Kevin.
What do you think, Jay? I'm going to say he...
Did we recommend a movie?
No.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we probably did, but... Mm. Oh, how about this? Did you talk to a girl?
Hmm.
All right, Dad.
Yeah, I didn't recommend that. Kevin definitely did, though.
Let's calm down. No, I...
Calm down, King Peter.
Yeah,
only needs one badgering on that, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, thanks. No, I... For some reason, I got like a free weekend of Apple Plus TV.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And because I had like a year free that expired.
Okay.
And then they gave me
like a
free weekend or something for
some
reason. Nice. Yeah.
A little taste.
Yeah, that's right. Which is genius. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a little tempting you with the.
Absolutely.
The fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I'm not going to bite. Well, I took a bite, but I'm not going to finish it.
I see. So you went on and watched what?
I watched Shrinking.
Whoa.
Both seasons?
No. I had seen the first season on my year free.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then I watched the entire second season.
Nice effort.
And that show is so easy to watch.
Yeah, very, very much.
It really is.
Season. Yeah, because it's not that long.
No.
Mm-hmm. How great is it, Steve?
So great.
And it's over, right? Like we're done with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, season two is...
Yeah, all 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Gosh, darn it. I miss it already.
Yeah.
I really loved that show.
You know, it's funny. There were a couple things in there where I'm like, oh, I think I know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Or like, I know like they're trying to lead you in a different way.
Sure.
And I think I know this is going to happen. And there were a couple things where I was like, oh yeah, I got that. And then something where I was completely off.
They throw the wrench in there, yeah.
It is kind of funny for you. That is like your favorite thing of watching. I've noticed this with
movies. He likes to try to guess.
Yeah, his goal of watching a movie is try to figure out if he can guess what's going
to
happen.
So he's spending the entire movie to see if he's outsmarting the movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that ruin the experience for you, Steve, or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So, Jay, I think I was unintentionally adventurous.
Well, I'm sure it was unintentional.
Why?
I mean, there's no way you did it on purpose. What'd you do?
Kevin James.
What did you do, Steve?
Jay, I think I had pizza that wasn't cheese pizza.
You don't know?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Very weird. Audio of all time. You know the lady from Wicked, Cynthia, what is it, Nebo?
I know who she is, Jay. I don't know how to say her name.
Erivo.
Erivo?
I think so.
Steve, do you know that's out to watch at home now?
No way.
Oh, yeah. Has been.
Has been?
Yeah, for like a couple of weeks, I think.
How? How is that possible?
Yeah. I don't know. They just put it out.
It's a weird world we're living now, Steve. Streaming comes quickly.
I can't remember what it's on, but I'll find out for you because I have a feeling you'd like to watch it.
Yeah, there you go.
I've already seen it.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Well, you know, she's got those wicked nails.
How long does it take?
5 hours. I did it this morning. I didn't do it this morning, but my wonderful manicurist did it today.
What do you do while they're doing your nails? Well, you can't really do much of anything.
No. I'll work. I'll do my emails. I'll do my texts. Yeah. Okay. I'll watch some TV. It's delightful.
I bet. 5 hours. Yikes.
That's something.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when Jim Carrey was talking about how he had to be in makeup for hours to be the Grinch?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Very patient, I would imagine. But as long as you can do something else, that would be, but if you know, somebody's got a hold of your hands and he can't really do much, that would be much more difficult. Although I suppose the face makeup pretty hard too, but you probably didn't watch the Golden Globes, Kevin.
I did not, Jay. I forgot all about the fact that they were on. I definitely would have flipped them on to see a little bit of it. It was Nikki Glaser. Gosh, Nikki Glaser hosting, correct?
Yep. She had some fun at the beginning of the show. She was talking about how busy Nicole Kidman is.
Thank you so much for all of your hard work. Thank you. Thank you for working so hard. And thank you to Keith Urban for playing guitar around the house so much that she wants to leave and make 18 movies a year. Keep strumming, you kooky koala.
You kooky koala.
You kooky koala. That's funny.
Keep strumming, you kooky koala, you. And she was mentioning that, Selena Gomez was there.
Selena Gomez is here. Double nominee tonight for Amelia Perez and Only Murders. And she's here tonight with her new fiance, Benny Blanco. Yes. And Benny Blanco is here because of the genie who granted him that wish. Man, lucky guy.
Okay.
Easy.
And it's funny. When you first see Benny Blanco, you're like, you aren't not really that good looking of a guy. But everyone just says he is the nicest, greatest dude. And that makes me even like Selena Gomez more, where she's just like, yeah, I could get any pretty boy I wanted.
Sure.
But, I'm going to just take this good dude.
I'm good looking enough for both of us. And then she started making fun of Timothy Chalamet's name.
Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say.
No, Chalamet. I'm Timothy and Chalamet. Oh, yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Chalamet! Oh, Chalamet! A good Chalamet to you, sir!
That is too funny.
Good Chalamet to you, sir.
I don't, is that an insult or is that a compliment?
I think it's just fun, right? It's harmless fun.
It's harmless, yeah. A Chalamet! Oh, my gosh. And Sandler just jumping in like, yeah, man, I can
do that.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
He's on board, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know Mel Robbins, Kevin? It's a female. Mel Robbins, you know her?
Boy, I feel like I know the name, but I'm not sure from what.
I mean, she's like a motivational speaker. She's got some advice for you for 2025. Just two words. Not like our words, but kind of like our words.
The let them theory is a simple mindset.
Just want to make sure you caught what you said there. The let them. Let them.
Let them. Okay.
Theory.
The let them theory is a simple mindset tool that you can use to help you focus on what you can control, which is yourself.
Okay.
And to stop obsessing, managing, and worrying about what you can't control. You waste so much time and energy on things that are beyond your control.
Yeah.
And this is going to show you just two words, let them.
So let them. There's her two words for 2025. Everybody's in on the two words.
Yeah, it is. You know what's funny about that? It's like, pretty sure that's what I like teaching my granddaughter for, you know, kindergarten, life in general. At 5 years old, that's the lesson you tell them.
Yeah.
And then we forget about it when we become adults.
Do. Yeah.
And it's like, it is really that simple. You know, control what you can.
But easy to forget.
Right. Yeah. That's why we're just going to remind you. Let them. That's it. And finally, Cody Johnson. I mean, Cody Johnson seems like he's got it together, right? You feel like he's the guy who's just figured it all out. He lets them and he controls his what he can control. And he said it's all up to his wife. That was the one that made the difference.
If it wasn't for Brandy, I wouldn't be here. I'm being dead serious when I say that if it weren't for Brandy, I would probably be dead or in jail. She's the woman that encouraged me to be the man I am as a husband, as a father, as a CEO of a company, as a leader. And I owe everything I have to that woman sitting right there.
Wow. Look at that. Dead or in jail.
Yeah. You know, you hear people say that all the time and you don't always believe it, but I believe it. I believe it with Cody, right?
Might have gotten a little crazy, you think?
I think things could have gone wrong.
Yeah. And there's your audio vault for a Monday, the first Monday of the year? Huh.
Well, you're looking over your calendar.
I'm looking at the calendar that doesn't exist because still haven't gotten one.
I'm working on it, Jay.
You're working on it?
How?
No, I'm not.
I mean...
You want me to? I will.
I was just... You know, we said if anybody wants to send us a calendar, I know that a lot of people don't have calendars. Like, not a lot of businesses make calendars anymore. Duh. But if you have one and you want to get rid of one, happy to take it. But it's the 6th. And if I look over my shoulder one more time, I don't see a calendar.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it wasn't as bad except when I got lost. That was the only thing where I was like,
lost in Seattle?
Yeah.
Is that the follow-up to Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes.
Starring Steve Heskey.
Kevin James.
Next thing you know, he's down at the pier somewhere late at night. Oh, no.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
509-441-0999 to reach us. Oh, thank you, Susan, for sending us. She mailed us three 2025 calendars from the Boundary County Museum in Bonner's Ferry.
Ooh, okay.
And John's dropping one off today, but hey, more the merrier. We got more than one wall.
Yeah, we could use calendars everywhere.
Yeah. And you never know when Calendar Face is going to stop by and help us out
so
with the calendar.
True.
So, you know.
Can't stop by if we don't have a calendar.
That's true.
Is that the rule?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Calendar Face anytime. Any place,
well,
anywhere.
I mean, you got to have a calendar to be able to have calendar.
If you don't have the respect to have a calendar up, Calendar Face isn't going to be on your show.
Good point. Oh. All right. Noted. Good to know.
Jen says, what show should I watch now that Shrinking and Yellowstone are both done? What show is next?
Man, I'm a lover of Landman.
Landman's great.
I would definitely recommend it to somebody. If you liked Yellowstone and Shrinking, which both have, a lot of language, a lot of comedy.
Yep.
But
definitely at least yeah.
Yeah, Landman is legit. I would really recommend that one. Is there anything else? You got another one, Jay?
I mean, we're watching Lioness. That's second season. It's a good show. I do enjoy that. I'm trying to think of what else we have.
I did watch Tulsa King, the two seasons.
I'm thinking about I might start that.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. You
got to like Sylvester Stallone.
Which is fine.
Because he carries it. But it's good, too.
But yeah, as far as series go. Steve, do you have a series?
Boy, I really was into Only Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
catching up on that and everything. And then I don't know what happened. I just kind of
just went away.
Steve, this is the craziest thing that everyone says about that show.
I know.
If you asked me if I dislike it, I would say no. I liked it.
Yeah,
but I just have never gone back to finish watching.
Right.
The season.
Same here. I just lost interest in it. I will say I'm looking forward to the new season of The Night Agent. I know they only had one, I think, season. And they say it's coming soon. I don't know when. Maybe if there was only a way.
Which one?
That's a Netflix series.
Okay.
The Night Agent.
Yep.
Was there a movie with the same concept? Or is this just a TV show?
Maybe. Season 2 premieres January 23rd. So there
you go. If you're not afraid to get a little funky with your TV,
mm-hmm.
I did enjoy, what was it called? Monkey Man. Doggone it. Bad Monkey? Bad Monkey. That was it.
With definitely Vince, not Monkey with Man.
Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
Just one season. Yeah, I enjoyed that one, and...
Wait, it's Bad Monkey or Monkey Man?
Why not? Bad Monkey.
Thank you.
Yeah. No one really knows.
I got lost in the translation there. I was like, wait, which one is it again?
And I can't remember. I think it's Apple Plus.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an enjoyable show. And then also, and this one is not for everybody, but I find it enjoyable. White Lotus. They have two seasons that are out already. It's on Max, and the third season is coming out soon. It's a bizarre not bizarre. It's just ridiculous. It's basically this really, really... the White Lotus is the highest-end resort ever, and then these highest-end people in the world come there to do things, and there's always just ridiculous things that happen.
Also, Susan said, no, incorrect. You guys are the three guys. I married you three. I mailed you three a 2025 calendar. I mailed you three, not I mailed you three calendars.
Oh, she mailed us three calendars.
Yes. So sorry
you
about
three.
That.
I married you three.
And yeah. I was like, I read it too quick.
Makes sense.
Also, suggestions on the text line. You could binge Suits. There's like nine seasons of that.
Jeez, I have been thinking about that one. I don't know why it keeps popping up all the time.
It's being pushed very hard right now. And Brooklyn 99 said another person. So there you go. Let's see what
Suits
else.
Suits is really good. At least the first few seasons.
Okay. And thanks for the mention of shoveling, Jay. I'll get mine ready for the impending storm you created. You're welcome, Alan.
No joke.
You're welcome. I said sorry before I said it.
No, you said sorry after.
No, I said I shouldn't mention this. I know I'm going to be sorry.
As long as you're sorry, I guess it's okay.
Is it?
Nah, not really.
Is it, though?
No.
All right, you can reach us anytime. Just get a hold of us on the text line, 509-441-0999. I did watch a movie over the weekend. I watched Fly Me to the Moon. Have you seen that movie?
Fly Me to the Moon. I do not know who or what that is.
Last year. Came out last year. Okay. Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, good Lord. Hello, actors.
Big names,
what
Kevin.
A cast.
Ray Romano.
Oh.
Huh?
Everybody loves him.
Yeah, everybody loves Ray Mund. It's it's kind of the NASA story from the Apollo 11. It's funny. It's kind of educational, honestly. It's because it follows it relatively closely,
okay,
but from a different angle, so it's not like too sciencey or anything. But yeah, it was good.
How long of a movie are we talking?
How long? That's your question. Not whether it was good. None of the rest of that. 2 hours and 12 minutes, Steve.
Okay, all right.
Can you pencil it in?
Was it good?
Steve's schedule is so locked down tight.
Jam packed.
He just cannot.
Well, you know. Well, how was it, though?
I mean, I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not crazy about it. But
yeah,
it was
entertaining.
It's good enough, you should watch it.
Yes,
yeah.
Did it feel like 2 hours and 12 minutes?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I get it a 7.5. I think that's a quality enough rating.
Out of
a million, Steve. The Big 99.9
Come on.